hello, this is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick, how's it going? This is Charlie with Local Splash.
Oh, Charlie, thanks for calling me today. Good timing, actually. Last few days, I was kind of in the, you know, in just, like, middle of some things and putting together some deals and things like that, so I've been a little busy.
No worries, man.
Spoke last week. I got your voicemails. I heard them all. So, you know, once again, apologize for the delay. Let me tell you what's going on. So, my partner and I, we're just kind of, you know, going back and forth on how we want to go to the next steps for our plan. And,
okay.
We just kind of finalized it yesterday. So I'm just kind of waiting for him to, just completely, what's it called? To give us the card information and payment stuff. So that we can get that going through. But yeah, he okayed it yesterday. So, but here's what we were going to think to start with. Instead of us doing like, you know, eight entire, GMBs, I was thinking, why not we start with like just one for this month to see how it goes and like just get one going. And then if it's something that like we like, we can open up, you know, 5 or 10 right away with you guys. Because I kind of want it to become a process so that we're working together in the long term. And, you know, I'm sure if things are going well, we're going to continuously open more.
Yeah, that's no problem. Whether you want to do one or you want to do 10, it's no problem. It's the same process for us to get that going for you guys. So if you guys want to see us get your GVP up and then, you know, get that first month going and you guys can track everything and then you guys can see that first page Google listing, then that's cool. And then we can go from there and always get, you know, because it sounds like you guys are trying to expand pretty quickly with just not just 8 locations, but more locations as well.
Yeah, so I mean, the biggest thing is we just, like, I did some research, right? And, like, you know, solar is one of those industries where we have different types of marketing. There's people on Facebook. There's even people door knocking. There's even people on TikTok, right? And there's, you know, GMBs, I tried to do some research and see what's the competition like. And for this type of scenario, I would actually like to see more competition because when there's more players in the market, that means there is opportunity. And I noticed that for some keywords like, you know, just solar or solar contractor or something like that, it was like only a couple of GVPs, at least in my area, that were showing up with like maybe just 3 stars, 0 stars, 1 star. However, when I typed in solar install, then that's when all the like the 100, you know, 100 reviews, 20, like there, it looked like there was more activity with the people, marketing for that, you know, for GVP. So I'm just trying to think, since it's something new, like, solar, is that a good niche or a good industry where, maybe you've had success in the past for solar companies using just a GMB method? Because, of course, as a company, we have to kind of see, like, where do we want to spend our marketing budget? Do we want to put it into GMBs, or would we rather take all that money and put it into, you know, paid advertising instead? And I am a fan of the GDP. I just guess I would like to hear from you, like, have you done solar before, and how has it been successful? You know, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, very good question. And absolutely, there's definitely multiple ways you can advertise, right? So like you said, you can do TikTok, you can do Facebook, you can do Google, you can do Instagram. What we found best is that we pair Facebook with Google. So yes, we get you on those keywords where a lot of people are searching, and we have, our tech team is very good for getting you in popular key results. So that way you're populating where, you know, you're getting a lot of searches, not just like the ones that only 3 people pop up, right? Also too, is those people that are searching for your services, that's why we utilize Facebook very good, because we actually do retargeting ads on Facebook. We're not just doing like a shotgun approach where we kind of just spray and pray. No, we're really dialed in, and we actually target the people searching for your services. So now we have a target audience that is already willing to go down that road. They click the link in Facebook, and then they push to your website, right? And yes, we have done websites before, and we have worked with a solar company. Do you know a solar company named Vivint Solar?
What's it called?
Vivint.
Vivint. Okay.
No, Vivint. 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 It's V-I. It's V-I-V-I-N-T. Vivint.
Oh, Vivint Solar. Got it.
Yes. So, do you know the company Sunrun?
Zenrun?
Sunrun.
Yeah.
So they used to be in Costco's and Home Depot's and stuff. So what actually happened is Sunrun wanted to push out towards like more of the door knocking area as well and out into the public. But because they had a contract with Costco, what they did was they actually went to Vivint and they said, hey, we would like to buy your company. They wrote them a massive check and actually bought them out. We were working with Vivint before, got their business built up, and then they were able to cash out at the end.
Yeah, so going back, I guess, to the strategy, that's the question I have. Do you think doing GMBs would be at least bringing us maybe 10 or 20 leads per week or something, because the goal is we want just people to enter in their information on our form, right? That's our initial goal. And
right.
For other companies, because I've worked in marketing for a while, we've helped garage door, we worked in roofing and stuff. So it was working well for those guys, the garage door guys for sure, and the local, like, local services, home services businesses. So,
yeah.
This is something new for me because I just joined, you know, with this guy in the company with solar. And, I'm trying to think, is this a good route, going through GMB? And are people going to actually come to our pages or call us at least from that, platform once we get it optimized and going without doing anything else, without doing Facebook or anything?
Yeah, so how I describe it is a GMP or a GBP is the Google Business GBP is the Google Business Profile. It's like a billboard. That's how we say it. So you can have the biggest billboard, the nicest billboard on the Strip of Las Vegas, but that doesn't mean that I can guarantee you that you're going to get that amount of leads. I can't say like, oh, you're going to get 100 leads into your casino, right? Same thing here. Is I can't tell you like, oh, you're going to get 10 leads, you're going to get 15 leads from here, you're going to get 100, because at the end of the day, I can't make those phone calls for you, right? I can't call in and say like, hey, like, what's your prices? How do you guys do things? Give me a quote, all those things, right? What we can do is we can put you on the first page of Google where we know that 90% of revenue happens. So yes, you definitely will see an uptick in the searches and then people calling you. But you're going to see results better when you follow that up with us doing Facebook ads for you guys as well.
Okay, I see.
So it's like 1A, 1B. It's like there. It's like call me and chat.
First page of Google, do you mean that for within just like our 5 mile like radius around our city? Or is that kind of based on like do you think we can for one profile? The reason I want to do multiple profiles is so that we have more chances to increase rankings. And if we have these multiple profiles, do you think without doing Facebook and just kind of leaving organic for now, like at least some traction, I'm not asking you to guarantee, but like, do you think we would, you know, if we did 5 and we actually got some things going and like in the nearby area, you know, the Bay Area, just kind of 30 miles radius, we should be able to at least start seeing like traffic into our website and phone calls coming in, right? Like,
you'll definitely see traffic, especially in the Bay Area, man. I mean, it's so compact there. One, everybody's go green, or you know, like they want to save energy, they want to get their light bill in a lower cost. They're tired of these hikes in these Edison companies, like that are just gouging these basically residents there, you know. So they're looking for alternatives. The problem is you're not on the first page, and there's nobody that can find you. So if you're thinking of this, think of it like this: there's 90% of people that go on the first page. There's 90% of people that do not go past the first page. So you're just getting basically the crumbs if you're even on the second page. I mean, for your experience,
you have to be top 3. I definitely agree with that. But if we could get to the top three, like for like a smaller town in the area, or maybe at least a 20-mile radius of some center point, like from our office, do you think that top three ranking people actually, like, do people actually look for solar online? Like, you know, I'll look for instance, as a homeowner, I'll look for someone to do electrical work for us, or like someone to do like home maintenance. But do people actually search for solar, and is that how they'll reach out to you? Because every industry is different, right? And
yeah,
just trying to figure out, like, is this going to be worth it? Yeah.
Yeah, everybody searches for something that they want more information for, right? And then when they go on somebody's website and they go to your, let's say they go to your website, right? I'm sure there's a form on your website where they can enter their name, email address, and phone number, so that way somebody can see if they even qualify, if their roof could even hold a solar panel, right?
Yep.
I used to be in solar, that's how I know.
Yeah, no, exactly. We're gonna
So I used to actually work for Vivint Solar, so that's why I was like, okay, we cut right, them so out. So.
That's perfect. That means you know the industry, so that's
I do.
Okay. So let me ask you this then. Do you think if I did have the form with you know, the form field, that it's like a 4-step qualification form, and it actually kind of it even finds their address and quotes them right away because it has like the Google Map integration or whatever. So it looks for their roof, and then it just looks at the, like, you know, and then it asks them their electricity bill and everything like that. So that qualifying, you know, form is there. Plus, we also have a phone number. These are the two things that we want to do, and our goal is for a 3-month goal. So we're gonna, like, you know, until whatever, 3 months, because I know it takes time for any profile and website to mature. If we set a 3-month goal, we have 4 or 5 profiles up, and they're all, like, spread out, you know, around the Bay Area, 20 miles apart, 30 miles apart, and we kind of, you know, have a different page for each location on our website, and that connects into each profile. Do you think that platform that we build together can do, like, is that gonna, do you think we'll see an ROI, and what are some expectations, do you think, you know, without guaranteeing, but of course, like, what do you think you have in mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think your best bet, honestly, is to pair it up with Facebook ads, because now you'll be able to target certain cities, you'll be able to target certain zip codes, right? You can target people with money, you can target stuff like that. You can go in deep target of, like, who you can market to, right? When you're just doing the GBP, which is a great platform to go on, you're not going to see results as much as you would if you would follow that up with retargeting somebody that already showed an interest. So for me personally, if you're looking for a 3-month goal, I would do a GBP with Facebook ads. That's what I would do. And I'm not trying to say that just so, like, you can do Facebook ads with us or anything like that.
The most
bang for your buck with our clients that we see is that with that retargeting ad, they get more clients coming in.
All right. So let's say the industry was concrete masonry, or let's say the industry was, like, you know, like concrete driveways and stuff, right? And we did GMBs only for that. Would that be a different scenario, do you think? Because I know people
For leads?
Yeah, for leads, and they're just doing GBP, you know, or, like, let's say I'm a tile cleaning company, right? And the tile cleaners we service, because one of the people I also had worked with was a tile cleaning company down in Southern California, and they service Sacramento, they service Orange County, and they also serviced, they were going down all the way to Phoenix. So the guy asked, you know, he wanted me to help him with his marketing. So I you know, of course I have some experience. This was a long time ago, but what we did was we were planning on doing SEO and GBP only and Google Ads. Now the Google Ads was a cost to him. So we were kind of just breaking even on that or doing a little bit well. But the best and the highest quality was the leads coming in from the Google Business Profile and also the website. So let's say that scenario is like GBP is really good for that. Do you think it's similar with solar, or do you think it's a whole different ballgame?
It just depends on the, I mean, every industry is different, and not only every industry is different, but every city is different, right? So it's hard to kind of compare orange to apples because everybody has like their different niche, right? But what I'm telling you is like, what we have seen personally with our company here of helping solar companies, like we've helped, we just signed up a company in Hawaii and we got them on GDP and we got them on Facebook and they're receiving results right now as well.
So, what are they getting? How are they doing?
How are they doing? They just started for a month.
Okay.
So they're just getting their GBP up on Google. They're getting that starting to populate on the first page now. So they're seeing a return on investment. I mean, I can't disclose what they have, you know what I mean? But okay, they are seeing the returns on investment there. But it's just, it goes hand in hand.
Is there a count of leads that coming from GDP now that you can kind of, because there's a split, right? There's like some that come from Facebook, some that come from GDP. You know, if my goal is like really to do something long term and just pace it out, we're going to do Facebook, but we want to do that later. You know, do you think I can at least generate 50 leads through GDP across those profiles and like, you know, depending on the city and stuff?
I mean, how many GBPs are you looking to? I mean, if you have 100 GBPs and you're looking to do like 50 leads from the GBPs, then that sounds accurate. You could probably generate 50 leads from there, but you would have to do 100 GBPs. You know what I mean? I can't say like, I'm just saying for an example. I'm saying like, I can't say that you're going to get 50 leads from a GBP because, like I said, it's a billboard, right? It's a billboard on the first page of Google. Right, you can't, if you're getting somebody that's saying like, oh yeah, for a GBP, I'll guarantee you stuff, I will tell you, please be careful with that because I have had countless customers come to us and say, they promised me this with my GBP and they got me no results.
I'm not really, I'm working for like with someone and, we're like, you know, we're already working together. It's not like a paid thing. But it's more of like, we're going to pay out, like I have to choose and make the decisions, right, to where I want to spend the money for our marketing budget this year of 2023. And I did some research and we're just kind of like in the middle of, because if I do the Facebook ads right away, I think I've had in the past where like paid ads have not done so well, and it's always like as soon as you turn off the budget, the leads stop, right? And instead, I'd rather build out like an organic platform, you know, build out some web pages or GBP profiles. But that's why I'm asking you, because it seems like from your experience, like the fact that you said 100 GBP profiles can generate 50 leads.
I was just throwing an example out there because I can't put a number on a GBP, you know what I mean?
Every GBP is different, right?
No.
I guess, yeah. Because it's all based on location and
categories. Oh, well, so GBP, because you're in San Francisco, you're only going to get like a 5 to 10 mile radius, right? But if you were like in the boonies where like, let's say you were in Redding, California, right, where it's not a big town, so the GBP would push out to maybe like 15 to 20 miles. But because you're in prime time San Francisco, you're like right in the heart of things, right? So there's a lot of foot traffic there. There's a lot of searches there. I mean, it's the capital of green, to be honest, aside from Los Angeles. But I mean, you're gonna see an uptick. I can't guarantee you that you're gonna see an uptick. What was that?
What's your method to get it to rank on the first page? But like when you say optimize, do you just guys post on it? Do you guys do any like review stuff? Reply to like what do you guys do?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, so what we do is we actually get you on the GVP, but we actually get you on 60 other directory listings that we put you out in your local area. So you're able to get on that GVP, and then you're also able to start seeing the listings that you're on, and people that are on those listings searching for your services, you'll pop up on there as well. Also, too, reviews do play a part of it, clicks. Analytics, like that stuff does play a part in getting up there. So we make sure, and we can do
for reviews. Do you do anything
there? Yeah. So we make sure, like for your reviews, we can help you out with that. So as soon as you're done installing, let's say a house, right? You put a 60 kilowatt system in there, and they're happy, they're excited, and you say, "Hey, my name is Patrick. I'd love for you to give us a review," right? You're going to receive a text message from us. So we can shoot a text message straight to them after you're done, and then they can log right there with that link, go to your GVP, and give you reviews.
Kind of automatically. Perfect to collect more reviews. And then that probably helps as well.
It helps a lot, man. I mean, how many reviews have you looked up on Google when you're about to go do something? I'm sure you look at the reviews.
Yeah, right.
So I mean, think of it this way. I mean, you know more than anybody. You're in solar. You're working on somebody's house. It's a big investment for somebody, especially like finding the right company to do the right job. I'm sure you've heard horror stories with solar companies that did a bad job, right? So if you guys have 5-star reviews on your Google deal about how professional you are, how you take care of the customers. Customer service is big with you guys. You guys do the job the right time, the right way the first time, and that's it, right? If you're getting those types of reviews, I mean, that's only going to boost your, that's only going to boost one, the clientele coming in, and that's going to boost your rating as well because people are starting to click on your GVP and your website, and that's showing Google you're getting very popular, and they're going to push you to the front.
You know, ideally, I wanted to do 8 to just start it off and take the risk and say, like, whatever, let's see what happens, you know? Kind of, like, throw shit at the wall and see what happens. Because we do have some money to, like, play with. And, you know, $1,000 to open some profiles is not going to hurt us. And they're going to stay with us, even in the long run. You know, people reach out to us or whatever. It's not going anywhere. So I think it's a good investment on you know, with you guys, especially if you do the 1 month free of like optimizing those directory things that you just said, that's pretty good. Do you think we could work something out though? If we did a bunch like with you up front, is there a deal that you can give me? Because I was just I'm waiting for him to call me back. And yesterday it looks like we're finalizing. And you know, I want to spend $1,000 with you guys, but like I know you said $199 for each one, and that includes a free 1 month. Is there anything you can do there with, like, throwing one or two extra profiles to open them up and, like, we can we can start right away?
So it's not that it's free. The $199 comes with us optimizing it. So if you guys are going to stick with us and we're going to continue to optimize your GVPs, we do that with the $199 each month. Now, that's already hooking you guys up because I can send you.
Could you stay on the line real quick? He's actually calling me right now. I might be able to help
you.
All right. One second. Hey, Charlie, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, so I got Josh here on the line. He's the owner of Golden State Solar Consulting, and I was just talking to Josh. I was just talking to Charlie. He used to work in solar himself. He had some history with Vivint Solar, and he's helping us now. We're talking about how we want to, you know, spend this marketing budget we have for 2023. They do a lot of different things. But right now we want to start with some new Google profiles within like the Bay Area and some like, you know, 30, 40 mile radius. We're going to try to open up some profiles. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yes. So yeah, you guys want to kind of just, Charlie, if you want to talk about what we had in mind.
Yeah. First off, I'd say nice to meet you, Josh. I've been talking to your colleague Patrick here for a little while. So it's finally, nice to hear from you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you taking the time. From what I know from Patrick, we're excited to kind of get going. I fully trust the process that he wants to kind of implement, and I'm hoping that we can get this up and going. We're at a point where we're, just to give you some background, it used to be me for about a year and a half running this company, and now I have an admin, we have a marketing director, and we have like a project director. We now have a company app. We have a website that, you know, needs some work, but other than that, it's okay. And we've just hired on, we just finalized the contract with 10 reps right now. So we now have 10 reps actually selling. They're going through a sales training platform on our website. And once they're fully like set up and they understand everything, we can now get them in the market. We can now get some lead gen going. And that's where you guys kind of fall in that space. So.
Nice. Well, congratulations on that. It seems like you've been working really hard at it. So that's good that you guys were able to get it up off the ground.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I've probably done about 20 interviews over the last, just within the last probably 5 work days, honestly.
Oh, wow.
And, oh no, yeah, it's been an accelerated, I mean, just one day alone this week, I think it was on Tuesday, I had 7 interviews scheduled just that day, half an hour interviews. So I just went from one to one to one to one, and you know, and then there's still other aspects of the company that we're still managing, like business partnerships, and just actually working with our dealers and stuff. So, but yeah, we are accelerating at a very, very rapid rate, and so I want to get to the point where we kind of push the go button on getting some lead gen, because I want to have reps, and they are going to learn. The company app we have built out is actually a referral based app. So they are going to be able to jump on board. We're going to teach them how to build their book of business by sending out links and different things, different promotions to different people that are in their contact list, or just kind of like reaching out to general contractors, real estate referral partnerships, roofing partners. So what we really want to do is we want them to almost like kind of build their book of business within our platforms and use those. So that's going to be the starting point. But as you know, reps want leads, right?
That's true.
They just want leads. So I've been a rep, I know what it feels like. And so what we want to do is we want it to be a combination of, I want to fill up their pipeline with qualified leads, but I also want them to have a combination of, like honestly, if I could get to the point where every rep is getting roughly anywhere from 10 to 15 leads a month through a qualified system like what you guys are going to create, and then also them actually building out their book of business, I would like each rep to have a kind of a balance of each. You know, where it's kind of like they can choose to go ahead and say, hey, look, I'm okay with just building out my book of business and doing organically. Because the thing is, as Patrick knows, they're going to be paying a marketing fee on any lead that we produce. They're going to, out of their commission, they're going to have to pay up almost like a supplemental marketing fee out of their commission.
Right.
So there might be some that jump on board that say, hey, I'm not willing to pay that marketing fee out of my commission. I'm going to create my leads organically. And then there's others who will say, hey, you know what? Honestly, I'll lose this percentage all day in order to go ahead and continue to go ahead and just keep killing it on leads. Right.
Oh, yeah. I would too. Because I used to be a salesperson for Vivint, right? So, and I had to do door knocking. I mean, that was like really my first job. So there was no, there was no lead generation deal where they gave us that, or else I would have jumped on that for sure. But yeah,
that's my largest sales pitch right now, to be honest with you, is the fact that, look, we actually have a door knocking script built into our sales training platform. So if they want to hire out if they want to hire out some young guy who's like in college who just wants to go around and door knock, they can get him, like, you know, they can order a shirt. We can just get them a shirt. They can go door knock, and all the forms are built organically through our website. So if the reps want to build their own organic lead gen service through door knocking, they have the resources to do that. That's great. They can build out as much of a team, and they can pay out that rep as much as they want, as little or as much as they want. That's on them. And it comes out of their own commission. So we can send them basically a business advocate agreement that states that rep who's working on their behalf would get a selected amount of money. So we take care of all the back end for them. It's really cool. So if you imagine, cool. Like the path, it is, because now the thing is like on an average deal, this is like a 7.2 kilowatt system. They as a rep can sell it at $1 a watt and make $7,200. Imagine what you can do with $7,200 if that's what you're getting paid in commission.
Yeah,
so you can literally. on just one deal is about $7,200.
Yeah.
So if you think about that, you now can go ahead and allocate funds where you can say, okay, look, I'm going to have 5 door knockers. They're going to get paid on a, you know, knocking basis. Maybe you give them a flat, like $500 a month. And then you go ahead and compensate them per deal that's sold underneath their little, like, network. There's that available. There's building your own business through the app that's available. And then there's also will be lead gen. So there's going to be a lot of ways. We're going to build something out that's really should be second to none when it comes down to being a sales rep for our company.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, that sounds good. But so like, help me understand a little bit though too. So from a GBP, like a Google Business Profile, right? You're getting on the local SEO side, what I was talking to Patrick about. And because you guys are in prime San Francisco, right? You're only going to get around 5 to 10 miles with that GBP, right? That's the only thing that's going to be there. I was telling him that if you want to do a Facebook ad, we can retarget those people that are looking up the services that you offer. So we're able to target that out to 50 miles with Facebook ads.
Yeah, that would be
kind of goes. It kind of goes hand in hand there, but how would you disperse the leads is I guess I'm trying to figure out so that way I can make sure it's actually for you. Are they going to like a website?
Yeah, so it's actually really cool. It's a whole integrated back end. So what we have this is, Patrick, I don't know if I sent you the link for the app. So there's a company app and there's a way for actually the leads to get dispersed. So it's as long as the leads get actually inserted through our referral, there's actually a link. So I can actually send you, the link actually takes you to like a, almost like a web page where it's actually filled out. So any lead that, I can actually send that straight over to Patrick, any lead from that web page actually would go straight into the back end of the app. It goes straight into our qualified column on our CRM, and then I disperse them from there. So it's actually really, really cool.
Okay, cool. So how we could do it then is we can put the link. So if we're going to retarget somebody on Facebook, we can put the link on those Facebook ads. When they click that link, it can go straight to that page. They can fill out the form and it shoots everything over to you.
Perfect. And what we'll do is we'll make sure. So I want everything to be dissected underneath Patrick and his company. So what we're going to do is we'll have Patrick come on as a company advocate. That specific link that he has, everything will be put underneath that. Right? So, because he will get credit for it, right? So when it comes in as a lead in our PipeDrive account, it'll actually show that it came from his company because we're going to label it underneath his company. Does that make sense? Kind of like if you were like a brand ambassador and you started sending out links to people, you know how like brand ambassador? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have him get onboarded. That link is going to be the one that Patrick wants everything to come through so that when all the leads come in, they're going to see it. They're going to, on the back end, I'll see that it came from him. We can pay out his marketing fee accordingly because we don't want to miss out on that marketing fee. We want to pay him out.
No, that's perfect. As long as we have a link that we can send it to links are trackable, right? So as long as we have the link where it's going to funnel through Patrick and then it'll go to you and then you guys are able to see those results, it's fine. How this would work is, as I was telling Patrick, I told him a couple days ago, is that we actually set up a fully customized tracking system for you guys. So you'll actually be able to see every GBP that what their keywords are listed for. You'll be able to see how well the Facebook ads are doing. And then you'll also be able to see how many calls you're getting from Google as well. I know they'll be clicking links and stuff, but there will be people that will call in. You know what I mean? If you guys ever want to, like, switch it up, and you guys want to say, like, hey, like, let's target a different service, so that way maybe we can kind of get a little bit more, we can do that as well. If you guys want to do, like, promotions on Facebook also, we can do that. And I know that you're expanding, right? If you want help hiring, we can help you with advertisements for hiring new people as well. We've done that in the past.
Okay.
So, I just wanted to chime in.
Sure.
Since we're kind of working and we're starting out, our goal, Josh and I, we talked, we kind of set like a 3-month timeline. So we gave ourselves 1 quarter to, you know, see where we can get in that. And, generally, you know, I want to think about, like, when it comes to budgeting, how that's going to be dispersed, and divvied up so that we're not, you know, spending too much without results, but we're kind of like, you know, we're spending a little, getting results, spending a little, getting results.
Absolutely.
So I do like your idea with Facebook, but I don't want to completely say, like, no to the GVP profiles, because those do last longer, and they're kind of organic. We can build them with getting reviews over time, and once they hit, you know, those, like, 100 review marks, I'm pretty sure it's going to be, you know, ranking further than the 5 to 10 miles. Given some past experience I've had with, like, tile cleaning companies and some other companies. So with those profiles, and let's say we want to do a Facebook thing, you know, let's say we had, like, a $10,000 budget, and I'm just throwing a number randomly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it was a $10,000 budget. How can we break that up into the 3 months, and how would we, and how much results do you think we could see from that, like, to expect?
Yeah, and break it up in how,
let's say,
and what do you mean?
Like, I was thinking, let's say we were able to generate, let's say, like 50 leads, right, through Facebook and Google Business, and we even closed only 75% of that. So, you know, I mean, even 50%. So let's say we closed 25 of those leads. So 25 of those leads, given, like, let's say commissions were $7,000 on each one of those leads. So it would be, you know, around, like, four. 140,000, right? In revenue?
Yeah. So 7,000 would be like the total commission on the deal, or like 7,200 roughly if they sold at $1 a watt on an average system size. And so basically if you took your percentage, it would, I think it's around like the $2,000 mark, I think, roughly, Patrick. Forgive me if I'm wrong, I think it's like 22, 23. If you were to take so then what you do is you go ahead and take that number, because basically you're charging them, like, the sales reps are going to basically see the qualified lead come in. They're going to see that there's a marketing fee attached to it, and they'll be able to go ahead and say, okay, cool, I see what the marketing fee is. I'm going to sell it at this price per watt, just to kind of, you know, I mean, we're not going to have them price gouge. I don't want them to sell against it. So what I don't want them saying is, oh, well, you know, I'm getting charged 25%, so I'm going to go ahead and bolster it up. I'm going to be tracking to make sure, like, they're not selling it much more above than $1 a watt. So even if it's like a 6 kilowatt, there's $6,000 for them, and then there's, you know, the marketing fee taken out of that. Like, I don't want them bolstering it up just to go ahead and kind of offset that marketing fee. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you've been in the solar world, you can kind of tell, like, I mean, I don't want guys selling it and going, okay, so 25% of my revenue, what do I need to sell it at? So now I'm going to go ahead and sell it at $1.25, knowing 25% of my, I'm just giving you an example, 25% of my overall commission is being taken out, so I'm going to kind of bolster it up to sell against it. I don't want that happening.
Right.
I want them to say,
yeah, that's bad business. Yeah, that's bad business. Because then they can call somebody else, and they're like, oh, well, it's the same company, but you're selling it for cheaper. Why is that? Now you got a big headache.
Yeah, now I got to go ahead and, I want the reps to be able to log into their qualified leads, see that I gave them 3, see that there's a marketing fee attached, and say, hey, look, I'm okay with about $5,000, or about, it would roughly be about anywhere from $5,000 to $5,400 on an average deal size, like a 7.2 kilowatt system. If they're selling at roughly $1 a watt, they're still going to walk away with over $5,000 per deal. So I want them to be incentivized to close, what, 3 or 4 of those deals, make 15 to 20K. They're happy, we're happy, our marketing agency is happy, everyone's cool, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And that'll be perfect too. So, I mean, you're taking what, two grand basically from each person that's using the lead source, right? On a sale?
Yeah, almost. It's basically right now, I'll give you an example. Let's just say right now, if we go out and I find a general contractor, so this is outside of like what Patrick's doing. If let's just say I bring in a general contractor, he submits a lead and I give that lead to a sales rep who's trained up.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have back-end contracts with that general contractor.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a business advocate agreement where 25% of the sales rep's commission, not the full commission. Because if you were to say the full commission, then that starts eating away at like our profit. So what we're doing is we're basically saying, hey, look, because the sales rep is the one that's like, we're obviously working with money, but there's overhead and all this other stuff. We want to grow.
Right.
So let's just say it's a 10 kilowatt system and $1 a watt, there's $10,000 on it. That actual contractor is going to walk away with $2,500. He's going to walk away with 25% by submitting the lead. And that's a much larger referral fee or bonus that he's going to get with us than other partnerships he's going to be able to find on his own. So we want to create a partnership value for every single partner that's a business, right? So we want them to see the value. We want our sales reps to see the value on taking on those leads and making good money, number two. And then everything that gets sold underneath our platform, obviously there's revenue for us on the back end. So that's it.
Gotcha. And Patrick did mention that, you know, you guys are looking at 8 locations. Is that per location you guys are going to have, like, different people sourcing leads like that you're going to be paying out?
Yeah,
or is it just going to be, Patrick's kind of overall?
Yeah, we have the capacity for all those locations because Josh's organization is pretty vast. It can go to every location. The thing is, we want to get an estimate of lead count because right now Josh's closing rate is about 50%. So I'm just thinking, you know, if we talk numbers, even we generated, you know, 30 or 40 leads and we closed 20 of them, that's 20 times, that's $40,000 in revenue for Josh and then $5,000 for the sales commission. So I'm just thinking, like, what is the good ROI here? If we want to generate, you know, that number in revenue, how much do we need to spend in marketing over those 3 months, and how do we divvy that up? So then I can kind of, because this is me as the marketing, you know, person for Solar Consulting, for Golden State, I want to make sure, like, we plan this out right, you know, and not have to worry about budgets later.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I was telling you before, I mean, I can't say, I'd be lying to you if I said, hey, for a GBP, you're going to get this much ROI. For a Facebook ad, you're going to get this much ROI, right? I can't do that because at the end of the day, I'm going to give you false hope. You're going to go with us, and then you're not going to get the results that I told you, and then you're going to be like, dude, you like scammed us out. And I don't want that, right? I want you guys to be, I want to be super transparent from you. The only thing I can tell you is this, and I told you, Josh is on the phone, so Patrick, I'll just restate it. When you're searching for a business, you're on the first page, okay, on that local SEO. 90% of people go on the first page. When you're in a hot area, like San Francisco, you're getting about 2,000 searches a month on that deal. Just in like solar alone. Okay. So that's just Google, right? Now with the people that don't buy from there, we retarget those people on Facebook. So they see your business coming up more and more. Now the more relevant your ads are, the more your conversions are. And Patrick can probably attest for that too, because he's done marketing. So that's where I can only give it to you. I can't say like, hey man, if you put $100 in, you're gonna get, you know, $10,000 out. I mean, we would like to say that, yes.
We know
that it's possible for us to do that. We've done it before, but just like every business is different, every client's different. I don't wanna say we got this results with a company and we can get you the same results, because at the end of the day, it just all depends. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, Patrick, I don't wanna sound like a broken record, so I don't know if you relayed to him kind of where we fit in. So I know you work for Vivint, correct?
I did, yes.
Worked
for Vivint. Okay.
Yeah. So let me,
before they got bought out.
Yeah, it's okay. So let me tell you a little bit about like our, and I don't know if Patrick mentioned this, so maybe he did, but we are actually a dealership. So what we're at is we actually have six actual California only installers that are all up and down, and they're all vetted. They all been licensed, bonded, insured. So those are all of our install partners. And then we actually have like three outside of California that also work in California. So if you think about it, we have a total of 9 total installers. So
okay.
Let's just say I go to your house and it's amazing. We're at the pivotal where, I mean, we should be able to walk into someone's house or virtually, gather all their information, and we should actually be able to spit out 4 or 5 quotes that are specifically qualified for them. And they literally can be able to go solar shopping underneath our platform and we should never have to lose a deal based on product or pricing. Because our pricing is really low. I'm giving all of my red lines at $285. So right now, even if they sell it at $4, which is kind of like around the Sun Run type of arena, that's $1.15 a watt. So like, I'm actually trying to get them about maybe 5 or 10% lower. They're going to sell them at 5 to 10% lower than Sun Run on a price per kilowatt basis on a purchase. If they use a PPA, we're actually going to be way lower than them because we're at dealership pricing. So there's a lot of overhead expenses that a lot of these solar companies have to offset. We are not that way. We have very minimal overhead. In fact, I operate everything off of under $1,000 a month on running costs for my company.
Oh, nice.
So
that's huge.
Yeah, we're not. That's what sets us apart. I mean, we all work from our house. We're all the virtual training, everything like that is built out by myself. We used a lot of care in making sure that we grew this to where we needed to be, but we didn't spend an exorbitant amount to get there. And so right now we have what we need to get it. So like all we got to do is kind of just push the accelerator. So we can kind of grow slowly. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I can't afford to throw I couldn't even afford to throw right now before we get this going. I couldn't afford to throw $10,000 into it up front only because it's like, for me to see my return over 90 days, that $10,000 is sitting out there and I don't know what the return is. Now, what I will say is if we click the button to go maybe at $1,000 or whatever, then we can actually, we can grow that $1,000 might get us a certain amount of leads. And then because of our product offering, our closing rate's going to be like 70, could be upwards of 70%. Because a lot of customers, if they're ready to buy, they're going to go with us. Because
exactly.
Because of the platforms we have available. Yeah.
So Charlie, real quick, in terms of budget, that our main question right now, and I know this conversation is getting a little lengthy, but I just wanted to kind of find out from you, like for 3 months, let's say you kind of gave us a budget. I know you had a GVP budget for us and then also a Facebook budget. Just kind of like briefly walk me through that. And then I'll talk to Josh and see like maybe if I can, you know, maybe I'll pitch in something, he'll pitch in something and we can just start this platform going, for a month and 2 months and then eventually 3, right?
Yeah.
So what is your outlook on that?
Yeah. So are you guys looking to just do one, like you said, Patrick, get one up and running, see how it works, and then go from there? Or are you guys looking to get all of them up and running? Because I know you didn't have some trouble.
I'm thinking, since you mentioned Facebook, right? So I know you said $199 for the profile creation and 1 month's worth of optimization. And then you said also for Facebook. So what would the Facebook cost be? I don't know if that's something
you should do. So the Facebook, very good question. So the Facebook would actually be only $150 more. So it'd be $199 for the GVP, and then it would only be $150 more. So you're looking at $349 a month for the Facebook ads. And that's for us to manage it, and then that's for us to put them out, and then make sure that they're getting you guys the results. And that comes, like I said, the tracking.
But that doesn't include the Facebook ad budget, though, right? That comes out of our pocket.
No, that includes the Facebook ad budget. We take care of that for you with that $349 a month.
Oh, how much do you guys spend?
We spend around $100 to $150. I mean, you guys could up the ad budget if you guys want to, and we can do that. But we usually just keep it around $100, $150 because we're doing retargeting ads. We're not doing cold lead ads. We're not just doing the shotgun approach. We're dialing into an audience that we know is worth it for you guys. So we're able to get the
okay, so just to confirm, there's no like management fee, it's just $150 flat and then you guys do everything. Like you spend the money on Facebook and everything, right?
It's $349 for the GBP as well. That's the bundle that we have here. So yes, we did Facebook ads ourselves. There's no extra fees. There's no, you know, I'm not going to call you next month and say, hey, you guys owe us money for, you know, the ad budget or anything like that. It's just all right there.
Okay. I was going to ask a question.
Absolutely, Joe.
Right? Sorry.
Yes, okay. Yes, sir.
I have a quick question. So, let's just say we go ahead and say, hey, look, we want to go ahead and maybe get two of these. They're called GBPs, right?
Yeah. GBP. Yeah. Google Business Profile.
So Google Business GBP.
Okay. GBP.
So let's just say we go ahead and GBP. Yeah. So we go ahead and get two GBPs, and we go ahead and get like two. Now I have a Facebook. I have actually a Facebook business account. Honestly, it's not being used. I mean, literally, okay. It's just, like, sitting there. I don't even know. So, like, I don't know if that would help, hurt, whatever, but, I mean, you don't use that as much as me. In fact, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's basically what we want. So, I was going to kind of figure out, like, I'm okay with maybe starting off with maybe, like, two, possibly three, because the thing is I know I'm not naive. I've been in the solar world long enough to know that sales reps want to get trained. They're going to want some leads. I get it, but also the first assignments we're going to give them is literally like we want to see some brand exposure in the market on a self-gen type of basis, right?
Right.
So with that being said, I see it about roughly, honestly, probably 3 to 4 weeks out from now, kind of like starting to generate leads through this type of platform. Is that realistic or is that not realistic, do you think?
No, that's realistic. So just to give you a perspective of like how long it's going to take to build, because you know it's not just a flip of a switch, right? So we can get your Facebook ads up and running within 7 to 14 days. So you guys should start generating leads within that. Yeah, you guys should start generating leads like you said within that 4 week mark. You guys should definitely see some stuff start coming in. In 30 to 45 days, you will be populated on the first page of Google. Okay, because we are Google partners, it's not going to take you 3 to 6 months to get on the first page.
Okay.
You guys should do that within 30 to 45 days. So yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, you're right,
Patrick. Patrick, you might be in agreement with me and maybe advise me differently, but maybe we start off with about a quarter of our GBPs and then also the Facebook, and we kind of figure out what that would look like.
Yeah.
All, you know, we can come together and kind of figure out that. Because I am growing. I have an accelerated growth.
Yeah,
I mean, we are going to have 10 reps. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have 10 reps.
Yeah.
We're going to have 10 reps by next Friday. And definitely by next Friday, they'll be at least going through part one of training. Then they'll be going through part two. And then part three will be the week after. So accelerated growth looks like this. By the end of October, I want them fully ready to actually submit a deal on their own. I think 4 or 5 weeks from today is the last day of August. Now, at the end of September, now that I have those 10 reps ready to go, where they can manage and onboard a lead on 100% on their own, by the end of September, I want another round of reps, another 5 reps. So I actually would like to get to the point where we get 15 by the end of September, and we'd like to have 20 reps by the end of October. Going into the holidays, I'd like to have 25. So this is a very accelerated growth platform, but we believe that it will work. Yes, but we believe it will work because of the three main ways that they can populate leads, either, you know, self-gens, door knocking, or using the app.
Right.
So that, I think we should start at like 25% of what we're looking at right now and only have like maybe two. And then like maybe month after month, we can invest a little bit more based on the returns that we're seeing. Cause there is quite a bit of money that I'm expecting to get based on deals we've sold, over the last 6 months. So as those get paid out, I can go ahead and then allocate some of those funds towards growth. So
okay, and my only question too. So like we're going to start with two locations today, right? And then my only deal is they have two different addresses. Are they in like the same facility? How far are they away from each other?
I will get those to you.
Patrick, I'll
like
let
about,
Patrick. Yeah,
they're like 25 to 30 miles apart, but they're pretty much in the same area.
Yeah,
okay.
Patrick, do you want to just handle that since you're kind of you're the expert on that? I'll leave that to you. I trust in your judgment, and we'll take care of it from there. Call me if you need anything outside of that. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks so much, Charlie, and I thank you so much, brother.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
I'll talk to you soon, Josh. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Patrick, Hello? You still there?
Yeah, so you see why I kind of like wanted you to get on the call now, because that way it clears it up for you too.
Yeah, and it was good though, because he had a lot of questions, so it flows better that way, because then he can ask me directly instead of like, hey Patrick, well what about this question? You're like, I don't know. It's like a game of telephone, right?
Yeah, like I wanted him to hear where we're putting the money, and then also you to hear who we really are, you know. And worst case, if we only do one thing with you guys, but we'll still have you as a partner for that one thing in the long run. So it's good.
Absolutely.
I'm just actually surprised that you said you would do Facebook for us for $150, and I'm just confused. You're saying like if you spent $100, $200 on our Facebook ads budget, that's on you guys, and like we just pay $150 to you guys per month?
So it's in a bundle deal. So because you guys are doing the GVP, we're adding the GVP, we add it as the Facebook at a discounted rate for you guys. So it's from $199 to $349 is $150 extra, right? So that's why we do it there. And yeah, we are spending out of our own pocket here. We're spending the $100 that you would give us. So, and then if you want to increase that, we could always increase that. We would just be like, okay, well, if you want to increase your ad budget with Facebook, then, you know, it would be X amount of dollars a month for you to do that, right? So, but yeah, that's how we do things. We take care of our customers that way, because it's really complicated for somebody to say, hey, Patrick, it's $349 a month, but you also have to spend ad budget, which is going to be $2,000 a month, and they're like, okay, well, you know what I mean? Like, it gets confusing for people. So we just put it in one.
So pretty much you'll set everything up. You'll set the ads up, and then you'll also pay out about $100 in budget for right now.
Yeah, that'll be going to the Facebook ads for sure.
The full $100, or is it like a minimum?
Yeah, so we tell Facebook. Yeah, so we tell Facebook, hey, budget's $100. So let's target this.
Okay.
We target this audience, and then it goes from there, right? So it's not going to charge.
You're not really making money on that, though, are you?
On the Facebook ad?
Yeah, because you guys, like, you're pretty much doing it for free in that, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know. It just seems like you're doing that. You're putting the money that we paid you right into the budget. Mm-hmm. And if you spend $100 and you're charging us $150, you're getting $50 for management. I just want to make sure the math makes sense.
It makes sense to us, because I'll tell you right now, we're a big company, right? So we actually, we do advertising across the United States and in Canada. So we're able to charge a little less because we have a lot of business owners that we actually do advertising for. So even though we don't have to charge thousands of dollars, if we have, you know, a certain amount and charging it just a little bit, then we're making our profits here at this company. But yeah, we've been in business for 18 years. And I mean, this industry is tricky because some people kind of price gouge out there and things like that. And they're like, oh, like you said, you're kind of shocked. You're like, oh, only $350, like, you know, $349. I've had people quote me like $3,000 for that. I'm like, they're probably on their own.
here's what I was thinking then. If we can work this out, I'm willing to, because I know Josh kind of told me, we were talking about budgets yesterday. I know you said you can open up 5 profiles for us for $200 each, and then $150 for Facebook. So that would be